Thanks for checking out the My City Church podcast today. If this is your first time listening in with us, we want you to know that you are loved. Wherever you're joining us from, we hope that this message inspires you. And now, here is Pastor Jesse Norman.
Well, good morning, and happy birthday to us. And it's going to be an amazing morning, and I'm pumped to really share for I'm going to share quickly today, and then we're going to baptize a bunch of people. And we're baptizing people all day long and celebrating what God is doing. And I was just watching that video, and I didn't really plan this in my message, but I was watching through it, and I saw an image. Saw an image of a guy in there. He was about 63, 64 years old, gave his life to Christ here at this church, and got baptized, and ended up passing away from brain cancer 2 months later. And I watched that, and yeah, I'm really bummed that he passed away. But at 63, 64 years old, to come into a church, to give your life to Christ, and to receive the most ultimate healing that anybody can. Friends, he's not sick anymore. He's at home with Jesus. And we get to do this. Like, we get to be a part of God doing stuff like that. And, I don't care what my role is. Like, I mean, I'll hold the sign outside. I'll do whatever it takes as long as God keeps on changing people's lives, man. And I think we ought to just take a minute. We're going to do a lot of celebrating this morning. Can we celebrate that, man? And I believe he's a part of this great crowd of witnesses I'm about to read about. If you got your Bibles with me, Hebrews chapter 12, and here's what it says. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run this race with perseverance, this race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning and shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful man, so that we will not grow weary and lose heart." What an incredible passage of scripture. I want to read one more that we're going to kind of tag on there. And hopefully this will all make sense to you by the end. Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 19, it says, "Forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past." How many of you know that's a good, we just stop and go home right there. "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Today I want to talk to you from this topic on our birthday: hope from the past, faith in the future. Hope from the past, faith in the future. Father, we thank you today that we get to gather around your word. Lord God, I thank you for the amazing people who make up My City Church. It's not this building, it's not an organization. God, your church is your people. God, and what a great group of people that are sold out, called to this city, making a difference, loving people. God, we're not perfect people, but we all are all into you. So today, God, I pray that you would bring a spirit of joy and celebration on our hearts, Lord God, for all that you've done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on, if you're thankful for all that God's done in a year, let's put our hands together for him. You know, I'm reminded, just diving right in here, in this opening passage of scripture, it says that we have this great cloud of witnesses that are surrounding me and you. literally what it means, it's coming right out of the hall of faith, where literally line upon line, generation upon generation, the Bible walks from a man named Abraham to Joseph to Moses to every pioneer of the faith, every person we read about in the Bible, all the way to me and you, that those that have went before us, now they are in heaven. And the Bible says that we have this great cloud of witnesses. They're watching us. Just think about that for a moment. Like, it kind of blows my mind that Moses is in heaven and he's like witnessing what is going on in our world, and he is cheering us on. That these great men, these great patriarchs of faith, that I think of right now, one of my greatest heroes of all time, Billy Graham, has now joined in to the great cloud of witnesses in heaven. And he's looking down on My City Church going, guys, this is only the beginning. Keep going. Keep persevering. See, God gives us this because he wants us to know, like guys, though there may be a pain, can I just tell you, man, doing anything great for God comes with pain. Doing anything great from God, there is always a price tag attached to it. There was a price tag for Jesus. It ain't going to be any different for me and you. That we have to walk through those things and through the journey of building our faith and building this church and all that God has done. Friends, there has been ups, there has been downs, but through it all, I'm reminded that for thousands of years, people have been running this race before us. And if they've made it through it, we're going to make it through it. And we're going to one day join that great cloud of witnesses cheering on. And you know what I want to do? All the way from where I am today to when the day that I enter into heaven, I want to help add as many people to that great cloud as humanly possible. That literally, like, all of heaven celebrates on what Jesus is doing on planet Earth. The Bible goes a step further. It says, if one sinner, and that's all of us. That's not like a special group of people. We were born into sin. So just look at your neighbor and say, you're such a sinner. Just play. Don't do that. That's not nice. Look at your other neighbor, the one you didn't like, and just really lean in. You're a sinner. But listen, we were all like this is who we are. And in the middle of all of that, we are running this race to try to take as many people to heaven with us as humanly possible. And there's these people that have went before us, and they're cheering us on. If one sinner repents and turns back to God, the Bible says that all of heaven rejoices. Just think about, sometimes I think as a church, sometimes we take for granted what God is doing. On average, at My City Church, we have between, just depending on all the numbers throughout the year, on average, every single weekend at this church, 20 to 25 people give their lives to Christ every single Sunday. And it makes me think, like, all of heaven is celebrating over our church every single Sunday, the people being wretched midweek. And sometimes I think we lose our celebration. We become too familiar with what is going on. I was sharing with one of our friends who literally leads one of the great church planting organizations in our world that last weekend our church helped plant 22 churches around this nation through that organization. And he was going, so hey, he was talking to me, you know, we were doing pastor talk, and he goes, well, how's the numbers, you know, how's things going, how's it growing? And I shared with him, you know, numbers for church plant year one. He's like, you're in the top 1% of the 1% as far as growth. And that's not, like, guys, please hear me. I don't want that to be like, that's not humble brag. What I'm saying is that sometimes we can be in the middle of a move of God and forget that all of heaven is over top of us going, can you believe My City Church? Look at those people. People are coming home. People are being saved. People are being set free. People are being healed. All of heaven is celebrating. I think we ought to just join them this morning. I think we ought to celebrate a little bit and get a little, we'll just get a little turned up in here. Okay? Because there is one thing that I can find throughout the old Bible, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, there was a few things that God consistently commanded the children of Israel. Consistently throughout the whole Bible. It was these two things: remember and party. Seriously, like many times people don't think about God this way. God literally said 7 times a year, I'm going to have big problems with you. I'm using, this is the Jesse International version. I'm going to have big problems with you if you don't stop everything that you're doing and remember how good I've been to you and just throw a big party. Literally, all of society would shut down, and for 7 days, they would just party. Like, have you ever been to a Jewish party? Ain't no party like a Jewish party, because a Jewish party don't stop. Like, they get married, and it's 7 days of partying. Like, where do you think that they got that from? Where do you think they got the culture of celebrating and remembering? It was God's idea. There is something that goes terribly wrong in our soul when we don't look back in our past and begin to remember how faithful God has been. And we don't take some time just to party about it. Here's what I want you to understand about our church and your life and my life. See, our past may not be perfect, but it is full of hope. See, we get hope from looking back into our past and seeing the time after time after time where God showed up. Have you noticed that God's rarely ever early? But if I look back in time, He's always been right on time. So now when I look into my future, I can gather hope from my past to what? Build my faith for the future. And today I want to join the cloud of witnesses in heaven. I want to join the people in this room, and we're going to celebrate some of the things God has done in a year. I remember when we started in this journey, it was almost comical to me. Me and Angela had no idea, still don't have any idea what we're doing. And some of you are like, it shows. That's playing. We were terrified. Like, how are we? We had a dream in our heart. We didn't know. I'd never done this before. Like, I'm just going to get out there and start doing it. So what do? We sat down and we called everybody we knew. We got 12 people together. Okay? And I remember sitting there. I started talking about this kind of stuff. And I'd done some one-on-ones with a couple people. And I said, hey, we're going to build a church. And two of the people looked at me and go, why would we do that? Omaha doesn't need another church. Talking about deflating somebody's faith bubble. Like two of the, you know, those two, they're pastors now in our church. True story. We underestimate what God can do in a short amount of time. And I remember sitting there, we got like 10 or 12 of us, and what are we going to do? I said, you, give me every name of every person you know. And we made lists. Some of you are a result of one of those lists. We prayed over them. God, help us. If they got breath in their lungs, we don't care what they look like, where they come from. And even they're a little smelly, we'll give them a shower. Just send us some people. You know what I mean? Like, we just went after it. Whatever. I remember the first major thing that we did an interest, it was interest party, like whatever that means. Like, it's a party with a purpose. Everything's a party. All right. And we walked in, there were 70 people. I remember going, we're in revival. I was so pumped, you know what I mean? Because like we went from this to this, and we were building momentum towards the church. And I remember we started talking about, like, we wanted to do, like, we wanted our church to have a great sense of community. And I had been to, like, a Bible study before, and I learned a few things, but Friends, the Bible study doesn't call me when I'm going through it. Wow. You know what I mean? I got great information. How many of you know when stuff happens in life, I don't need more information. I need a friend who's got faith that's going to walk beside me and pray with me. And so I said, we got to get a sense of community. And I've been doing this for a long time. And I remember the first time I ever went to a small group, I signed up online and I went to somebody's house I had never met before. How many of you know that that's like fairly weird in the first place? Like, I'm showing up to, like, somebody, you're like, I hope they don't have dogs. You know, I don't know what the, you don't know how to get through that. And so we started talking about these things. I had this idea, like, I'm like, we get crews, like, let's do them in restaurants or something like that. And now we have some in homes and all that kind of stuff, and it's kind of expanded. But I remember sitting, and I took the 12 people that were 50% of the way with me, I think. And then we went to a restaurant and we started talking about how would we do this thing and whatever. And I'm like talking to him, I got a dream. Like, what is that? You know what I mean? Like, out of every visionary, I got a dream. Every restaurant in Omaha, all over the city, you know, with crew shining light in the darkness and waiters being tipped well, praise God. And loved on, and restaurants being influenced, and we were sitting there talking about this stuff, and I remember we were walking through it, and I remember right before we launched, we had seven crews, or six. Six, and me and Angel were leading one of them, which is fine. We still do to this day, but it was, and I remember going, God, how are we going to do all this? But since then, in 1 year, 52 Sundays, not much. Think about that. 52 Sundays. We have seen 1,623 people give their lives to Christ. Every weekend, I never get tired of it. I see hands go up around the room, and I can't hold myself together. I still feel like a little kid. Watching God just, come on. 1,623 people. I had somebody the other day tell me, where are they? I said, you got a bad spirit. I'm serious. We don't carry religion around here. Our job is to preach the gospel. God's job, to change a life. Paul said, some planted, some watered, but God gave the increase. I'm going to celebrate 1,623 people that whether it grows right now or it grows someday or it's like our friend at 64 years of age right before he gets to go home with Jesus, it comes back to life. I'm in the fight. And I know I'm screaming right now. I'm pumped. You're like, this guy, glad I'm not in the front row. It's like a splash zone up there. I want to get hung up. I never want to take that for granted or get skeptical of it or critical of it or, well, what about this or what about that? No. We're going to celebrate. This is the joy of the Lord of our strength. We've had, with our location, obviously, we're portable, and this whole thing gets set up every week, and so sometimes baptisms, obviously, I don't know where we'd put one, and so we have to do them outside in our weather, and, you know, we've done one big, massive baptism since we've launched. We baptized 125 people. We're baptizing probably another 40 or 50 today, and that's going to be amazing. Since we've launched, and this is from launch Sunday all the way to here this year, across the whole span of the year, we've had an average of 650 people in churches, in church every Sunday. These are the numbers that I'm really, really excited about, because these are the numbers that reflect the heart and soul of our church. Is we have 285 people that serve. So 50% of our church serves on a team around here. You should jump in. You should get a part of what's going on around here. Get in, get your hands dirty, make a difference. But I think we ought to just celebrate the team members. This morning, many of you don't know this, at 5:45, there's people outside waiting for them to open up the building because we get here early because that's the kind of people we are. And, you know, they get here, they set up all this stuff. There's not a single thing in this room that doesn't get touched or set up from every chair to every stage piece, from every light to every banner to every, this is just a big blank room when they walk in the morning. There's people right now taking care of our kids, loving the next generation. They're not babysitting, they're raising up the next generation of leaders. I think we ought to just celebrate all of Team My City and all the people who make such a big difference around here, man. So awesome. One of my favorite things about our church, we have a core conviction at this church. We don't hire hands, we raise up leaders. And we've never took money and hired somebody from the outside to come do a job. Every person that you want, from our pastoral staff to the people running sound to the booth all the way around here, came to our church through an interest party or a service, got saved or had given their life to Christ, got raised up through our leadership pipeline, and is making a difference right now. And I think that's pretty amazing. This last week, 575 people in crews. So almost our whole church is in small groups. I mean, as far as being connected, 41 crews we're at now. In 1 year, from 6 that were kind of shaky to 41 people, 41 leaders. We have double the amount of crew leaders than we did on our launch team when we launched this church. And so pretty awesome. And today, live on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube, everywhere else you can think of, 2 brand new worship songs, Faithful to Come. Stop by there, download it. Through our next song, we played them this morning, and we're just getting started. And we're going to keep on writing music, and we're going to believe it's going to go around the world. Because here's what I've learned a long time ago. Whoever controls the worship controls the war. And we want to win the war over our city. We want to change the spirit of it, amen? And people that finding freedom and hope and get rid of religion and find an authentic relationship with God. And I'm reminded that, you know, we've got a lot of great things in our past. And I want to remind us of, God says, hey, I want you to remember. I want you to party. But then in the same verse in Isaiah, he says, I want you to forget. So God, which one is it? God's saying, hey, I want you to remember the past so it gives you hope. But you can't live there. We can't live in tomorrow's breakthrough. We can't live in tomorrow's passion for God. We can't live in tomorrow's worship to yesterday's messages, yesterday's passion. We've got to let our what? Our celebration turn into faith for the future. I want to remind our church of one of our core values here at our church. It says faith-filled in confession. And here's what it says. We look into the future with great anticipation. We honor the past, but we are most loyal to our future. Our language is full of faith, knowing that the best is yet to come. Friends, I want to remind somebody today, if God has been faithful to us in the past, how much more is he going to be faithful in the future? Guys, I believe God is just getting started. He's just getting started. We're going to look back 5 years from now. I think we'll laugh at what God's doing. We're going to go after buildings all over this city. I'm believing God's going to open up doors. We're going to move into permanent facilities. We're going to launch more campuses. I think we got good 5 campuses in us for this city, all over different parts, making a difference. But you know what? All that is just a lot of talk. If we lose the heart of how God did it in the first place. Here's what I would say. God's gonna do a new thing with the same heart. God's gonna do a brand new thing through us in this church. We're gonna reach new parts of our city, new people. We're gonna write new music. We're gonna build new programs. We're gonna do all this new stuff as a church. But he's gonna do it with the same heart. You know what the heart was? 10 people sitting in a room going, we don't know what we're going to do or how we're going to do it. But you know what, friends? We're going to arise and we're going to build. I may not have it all figured out. My past isn't perfect. I don't have all the dots connected. I'm not the most perfect pastor. You know what? But I'm going to keep on saying yes to Jesus. And if we keep on saying yes to Jesus and we keep on surrendering our life to him and giving us the very best that we have, I believe this, that the best is yet to come as we rise and we build together. And we're going to do that today in this service. We're going to help some people rise up and build. They're going to follow Jesus in water baptism. And today I want to challenge people in this room. Water baptism, it's a celebration. It's an outward sign of an inward work. It's saying, I've encountered Jesus. He has changed my life. And now I'm beginning to live out Galatians 2:20, which says, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who lives, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live in faith, by faith in the Son of God. When they go down in the water, what are they saying? I've been crucified with Christ. When they come up out of the water, this life I'm going to live by faith in the Son of God. And baptism is this beautiful experience that I believe something not just practical, but something supernatural happens over somebody's life. Obedience always brings blessing. And how many know if it was good enough for Jesus to do, it's good enough for me to do. And today, if you've never been baptized, I just want to encourage you, maybe take a risk today. Maybe step out on this birthday celebration and say, you know what? I'm going to follow Jesus in baptism. And you might be asking questions. Well, I don't have clothes. We got you covered. We've got clothes, we've got t-shirts, we've got towels, we've got everything that you need to be able to take it. We had a couple people just jump in last service. I don't know why I've been fighting baptism. I've been fighting it for years, and I'm jumping in. I'm going to get it done today. I'm going to follow Jesus. I think obedience brings blessing to our life, but there's also several people who have registered to be baptized today. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to stand to our feet all over this place, and we're going to sing Faithful to Come as we go out of here. And as we sing it, if you've registered to baptize or you want to be baptized today, all you got to do is go out of these doors. Our team is going to help you. They're going to help you get your shirt, your t-shirt, all that kind of stuff, get you all organized. But how many are ready to go outside, gather around the baptismal? We've got snow cones and bounce houses, and we're just going to celebrate today all that God has been doing. Why don't we stand to our feet? And if you're getting baptized, you can leave right now. Come on.
Thanks for checking out the My City Church podcast. We hope that this message inspired you to love God, love people, and lead in life. If you'd like to connect with us further, please visit us on the web at mycitychurch.cc. Until next time, we are believing that the best is yet to come in your life.